For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump opened a campaign rally in Wisconsin by condemning the mail bombs sent to half a dozen Democrats, including former President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
The federal government is conducting an aggressive investigation, and we will find those responsible, and we will bring them to justice.
Critics say the president bears some of the blame for creating a political climate that could spark violence. The president said that acts of violence won't be tolerated. But Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi say those words ring hollow in light of the president's rhetoric of supporting neo-Nazis. And CNN President Jeff Zucker said that there's a total lack of understanding at the White House about the seriousness of their attacks on the media. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Saudi Arabia's crown prince says the killing of Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi will not drive a wedge between the kingdom and Turkey. Addressing a high-profile economic conference in Riyadh through an interpreter, Mohammed bin Salman said the journalist's death could not be justified.
To bring to justice those who were responsible for this heinous crime, and they will be put before courts. There's no doubt.
Two people are dead after a shooting which erupted at a Kroger grocery store on the outskirts of Louisville, Kentucky. Jeffersontown Police Chief Sam Rogers says the suspect is in custody, but not before he exchanged gunfire in the store's parking lot.
The suspect encountered a citizen that was armed. The citizen engaged the suspect with additional gunfire back and forth out here in the parking lot. That gunfire resulted in no injuries. No one else was struck.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Facebook has been raking in millions thanks to political ads, and one Democrat running for Senate is the biggest spender. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Facebook says in its new ad archive report that between the 1st of May and the 20th of October, a total of $256,392,000 was spent on Facebook ads for political campaigns or issues of national importance. That paid for 1,677,184 ads. U.S. Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke of Texas spending more than any other U.S. politician during the cycle. The Democratic challenger to incumbent Senator Ted Cruz, forking over more than $5.4 million on Facebook ads since May. That's more than 10 times the amount the Republican in the race spent on his reelection bid over that period. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Dow Jones fell more than 600 points on Wednesday, and the Nasdaq dropped 329. Market analyst Michael Farr.
Anticipation of higher interest rates, and then an earnings season that seems to be okay, but probably not spectacular, leave a lot of market participants feeling fearful and heading for the exits.
He says corporate earnings are good and the banking is sound, so there's no reason to panic. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.